For KFAI, I'm Ryan Dawes in Minneapolis. Here's what social distancing means for much of the arts industry.
Thank you for calling the Walker Arts Center.
Hi, thanks for calling the Cedar Cultural
Center.
We're
calling the Minneapolis Institute of Art.
Minnesota Orchestra Ticket
calling
Services.
First Avenue and 7th Street Entry.
Due to COVID-19 virus.
Due to COVID-19.
Our offices are now closed.
Our offices are currently closed.
Closed. Rescheduled.
Postponed.
Canceled. Definitely postponed.
We got nothing.
This was the art scene in the first full week of a peacetime emergency that was declared in Minnesota to stem the spread of COVID-19. Stages went dark, galleries were locked up, clubs were closed. In response to the gig loss, some artists took what they normally do on stage and did it for a camera, using the internet to connect with audiences. Others tried new art forms, stuff they aren't known for doing. And others still were left to hunker down and wait it out. Matt Allen is a St. Paul-based hip-hop artist who goes by Nerdy.
N-U-R-D.
He, too, had a bunch of gigs scrambled.
Within the course of a weekend, I lost every source of income I have.
He was looking forward to playing a show at Fine Line and performing for Minnesota United's home opener, as well as a few other private events. But they're all canceled or indefinitely postponed.
It kind of halts momentum on everything you're doing, not just financially, but, you're moving up and people are starting to hear you and they want to come out to shows and see you, and then bigger events try to, like, also want to get you. So it's this momentum. A lot of it is if you slow down, you kind of lose the ground that you have.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm on my way, riding away, riding away.
To help some of these folks who are out of work, the Twin Cities Music Community Trust has set up an entertainment industry relief fund. Ashley Ryan is the marketing director for First Avenue, who is working to promote the fund.
The music industry in particular is incredibly vulnerable because some of the very first restrictions that came out were about the size of gatherings, and music and concerts was really one of the first things identified as needing to come to a stop.
She reminds us just how many workers are linked to this arts shutdown.
There are sound engineers, there are lighting designers, there are stage crew. You've got tour managers, you've got bus drivers, and you have guitar techs and drum techs. You have venue employees, which can be security, bartenders, the folks who book the shows, people who market the shows, box office teams, facilities managers.
And that list goes on. Ryan states that fund applications from those who earn at least 50% of their income from music or event industry work will be prioritized. Nerdy would certainly qualify. He says he moved to creating music full-time just a few months before the pandemic's arrival in the U.S. It's a struggle, but he's already adapting and is earning a small amount of money in this new age of social distancing.
I knew that it was either I would kind of slip into, like, despair and just, like, have nothing, or I'd take action and do something.
So he organized several local music acts for a web-based concert tour / fundraiser.
I remember seeing videos and even parody videos of, like, the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Make us a pledge and just call me. Send in a check once you've called me.
These telethons inspired what he calls the Quarantine World Tour. But unlike those Jerry Lewis productions, there's no live audience, no 800 number to call. Just a bare-bones film crew and some musicians, all keeping their distance from each other.
What is this night about? Well, let me tell you. This night is all about us raising money for artists that have been affected by the coronavirus outbreak.
Fans tune in to Quarantined World Tour on Facebook, YouTube, and more. Nerdy periodically shares a Venmo handle, at MN Artist Relief, where fans can send money, which is split among the performers, other artists who've been affected by COVID-19, and the development of an online store where artists can sell merch.
I'm scoring every time I hit the court, and every time I press record, and I'm like Jordan.
This became a trend real quick. In the first week of venue closures, these live streams gave home-ridden music fans an intimate glimpse into the lives of artists. Dan Israel played between some couches and a TV in his living room.
The world, give it down, step outside.
Katie Vernon played ukulele and introduced a celebrity guest.
So this is my very special guest, Nicolas Cage, sequin pillow.
And here's Lydia Liza. She's known as a musician, but here she is performing on her Instagram series, Corona Classics.
I order you now to get that out of my sight! Now! Get them both! The guards run in and separate Fiona and Shrek. Shrek fights them. No!
Yeah, that's the script for the movie Shrek, performed by Liza and all three members of Gully Boys.
No! Let go of me! Shrek!
At one point, you see a cat wander by in the background. Other artists beyond musicians are also converting. Under COVID-less circumstances, Peter Strom and Naomi Uyama teach Lindy Hop dance classes with Uptown Swing. Their classes are a blast. 30 to 40 leaders line up in long rows, while 30 to 40 followers rotate. So, not compatible with social distancing. They're working on polishing their video productions with an eye toward monetizing online curriculum. Here's Peter.
I mean, my overall sense is that this is going to explode the online class space. Like, it's going to be huge. Every instructor I know who travels around the world is sort of frantically, desperately being like, I'll do online lessons. I'll do this. Everyone's trying really hard to do that because basically the bottom has dropped out on all of our jobs. We have zero jobs and income right now. So that's just going to change drastically. And I think it'll be here to stay. My sense is that it will end up being some sort of like supplement or value add to like normal classes.
Their plan for now is to post their lessons on Patreon, which is a subscription service for creators to connect with patrons. Throughout the first full week of arts closures, it became apparent that not everyone in the arts can move their work to the web.
Our target demographic, both for onstage and for audience, is really suffered. So my name is Richard Hitchler, and I am the founder and artistic director of Theater 55.
Their mission is to cast and teach elderly actors and performers. They canceled their last three productions of the musical Urinetown. They held one last sing-along before the show was shut down. Theater productions, especially musical theater productions, so often require too many people in the same room to still maintain social distancing. Plus, there's the issue of rights.
At the current time, taking a production online and putting it live streaming and that type of thing creates a whole nother world of how do you get the rights to do that when organizations, the companies that own the rights to these are already stating in their contracts that you cannot live stream or videotape or record in any way your production.
Best case scenario, many of the innovations derived from the constraints of social distancing will remain as income supplements for some working artists. But for others, like Richard at Theater 55, and tattoo artists, club bouncers, actors, hairstylists, and others, when this is all over, social distancing will be a constraint they just as soon forget. For KFAI, I'm Ryan Dawes.